Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
What President Trump is doing is unprecedented and unwarranted. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is un-American.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says there's no emergency in Chicago that calls for an armed military intervention. President Donald Trump says he might send National Guard troops to the third largest U.S. city as part of his federal crackdown on crime. Chicago officials say, like Washington, D.C., they're being targeted for their diversity and left-leaning policies, noting that 8 of the 10 states with the highest homicide rates are led by Republicans. A Utah district judge has ruled state Republicans ignored a voter-approved ballot initiative banning partisan gerrymanders and must redraw the state's congressional map. Salt Lake City resident and lead plaintiff Victoria Reed called it an important day for democracy.
This is an incredible win for the voters of Utah, and I think it will make a difference long-term in terms of what kind of people we are able to have represent us.
The legislators argue they have the authority to modify citizen ballot measures and say they'll consider appealing to the state Supreme Court. Indiana lawmakers met with White House officials amid a growing push to redraw their state's maps. The GOP already holds a state House supermajority and 7 of 9 congressional seats. Republican State Representative Jim Lucas says he's reluctant to get into a national gerrymandering arms race.
We have a lot of great things going on without having to allow ourselves to be distracted by something, in my mind, as just dumb as hell, like this.
Texas has already approved new maps after Trump said he'd like 5 more GOP House seats. California voters will decide this fall whether to redraw the state's maps to nullify what Texas does. In Florida, Republicans have formed a legislative committee for a possible mid-cycle map change. A federal judge has rejected a Trump administration move to end protections for children at migrant detention centers, ensuring medical care, education, and play. Attorney Daniel Hatoum with the Texas Civil Rights Project says even with the protections, children are being held in unsafe conditions.
Terrible food, to the point where food is rotten. Not sufficient amount of formula for young children who really need it. Remember, some of these children are as young as 1 year old.
The White House argues the standards create a magnet for illegal migration. Trump says he wants to fire Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve, claiming she engaged in mortgage fraud, although she hasn't been charged with a crime. Cook says she'll sue to keep her job. The president has repeatedly attacked the central bank and its chair for refusing to lower interest rates. And Trump says he'll reinstate the death penalty for murder cases in Washington, D.C., a policy he says he'd like to see expanded nationwide. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.